This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I have a crazy idea that I want to share today. This is for our friends in the entertainment field. And I know it may seem sort of nutty, but if you guys are trying to make me watch your show or see your movie, perhaps it would be better not to be quite so disrespectful to people like me. I know that's wacky, right? Because I know that it's hard to believe that the industry that brought us the virile super hunk Michael Cera and the sexy ultra hottie Lena Dunham could make any bad decisions whatsoever. The geniuses in Hollywood clearly have their fingers on the American collective pulse. If you define Americans as everyone in a coastal megalopolis who lives within 50 yards of a cruelty-free organic coffee shop. They've got a new show coming out called 24 : Legacy. The new Jack Bauer-free sequel to the famed post-9/11 terrorist killing show. The original show itself eventually went off the rails, as it devolved from being a show about Americans killing evil foreigners to being about evil Americans being evil. And that evil usually took the form of some enormous and inexplicable conspiracy that somehow led to Kiefer Sutherland's TV daughter being menaced by a mountain lion for some crazy, wacky reason. Like Law & Order, 24 succumbed to the liberal preferred villain error in any L&E episode where you have a punk dressed like a gangbanger. You know the killer is actually going to be the suave businessman with the nice Mercedes Benz. Always, just like in real life. And in 24, the evil radical Muslim psycho was always the unwitting cat's paw for some shadowy cabal of American capitalists. It got to the point that you watched and muttered, "Hey, that guy looks pro-American. And he's in on it." And he always was, because in Hollywood, the real threat to America isn't Islamic freaks trying to kill us, but guys who seem patriotic. You know, like me and you. Some of us even support Trump. And, you know, that means we're just a trumpet blast away from donning our brown shirts and hoods. The HuffPo said so. So you know it's got to be true. If I wanted to see normal Americans insulted, I could watch CNN. And it's actually a little more entertaining than the entertainment. But I don't watch CNN. I had hope for 24 : Legacy. Looking kind of fun and hoping against hope that Hollywood learned that, you know, we patriotic Americans are tired of being dissed. And first episode came out right after Hillary lost the Super Bowl, and they started promising enough with an unflinching depiction of radical Muslim terrorists murdering innocent Americans. It was refreshing to see them willing to depict that gritty bit of realism. But then they started circling the fake diversity drain with a bigoted leftist agenda that could have been cribbed from a social justice warrior's rantings at an Oberlin Oppression Studies 101 seminar. And it was so lazy and predictable, even as it's racist and stupid. Every straight white male adult not of color character had to be a doofus, so it would be showed up by some diversity box clinching Mary Sue token. How about that generic, vaguely Middle Eastern gal who just showed up at CTU? She instantly got the answers. Boy, tech who's been doing this for years doesn't. And the honky hipster from high school teacher? Well, a teen Chechen temptress has him wrapped around her Dracula-accented little finger. Then there's that Aussie chick who hung out with hobbits at that elf opera. She showed, she's showing head honcho Myron Von Mayonnaise, who we know is bad since he fired an unseen Muslim guy because of reasons. Some girl power with a stun gun, the guards let her carry into the heart of the secure command post. It's a little shocking that the hero isn't a Buddhist lesbian Inuit with a lazy eye. Actually, the hero was a young black actor who can't really act, but was pretty cool when he was shooting jihadis and yelling things into his cell phone like, "We're running out of time, and get me the schematics of the Burger King." It would have been nice to see what happened to him, particularly as far as it involved shooting more jihadis. But then the producer had to go and open his mouth. Executive producer and co-showrunner Manny Coto said, "I like to say the series begins as if it was written by Trump, but it ends as if it were written by Hillary." He told that to the Hollywood Reporter. Is he thinking that's a good thing? What was the thought process that led to this guy sharing this insight out loud and on purpose? Is he aware that half of his audience couldn't care less about Team Genital Hat? Was he thinking something along the lines of, will we really want to appeal to the Hillary voters who like blood-soaked shoot-em-ups? But just in case that comment failed to alienate every single person who didn't vote for pantsuit, he continued his insanity in the same article. But here's the thing. The story of this season deliberately starts on an image that you might call jingoistic, expected, and possibly inflammatory. The show does not come out on the same end it went in. We overturn deeper truths. There are things going on that we don't understand at first. When it first seems like a kind of straightforward jingoistic event, and it unfolds like an onion into something much different and surprising and kind of sweeps inside the initial impressions that the season begins with, we'd be worried if we didn't know where the season goes. I was worried there for a minute that 24 semicolon legacy might actually show Americans as the good guys in this clash of civilizations. Wouldn't want to be jingoistic about ISIS, after all. Thank goodness the show will depict the kind of nuance that allows us to understand how we really aren't any better than the 7th century savages who burn people alive in cages just because we aren't 7th century savages who burn people alive in cages. The bigger truth, the deeper truth, is that this is no longer a world of three networks anymore. And we don't have to accept whatever video slop that anybody decides to serve us. And we aren't going to. And you may decide to insult us, and you're going to pay, because we are going to refuse to pay for your dreck in either cash or time, and we won't watch your shows, and we won't see your movies. You no longer get to dictate to us anymore, because we're in charge now. And I know this is horrible to ask. I shouldn't be asking this, because they'll tell me that they're my betters and that they know better and they know what to bring me and they know how to, it's okay to go this route. But I still got to ask it just because it's nagging in my craw. Hollywood, what the hell are you thinking? Where's that coming from? A little bit about that when we get back, because California is beginning to look a lot like post-Civil War South Carolina. That when we get back. You are listening to Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back. Running kind of slow tonight. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. come. Now then, California with the K. 60% of them went for Hillary Clinton. A margin of more than 4 million votes over Donald Trump. Since Pantsuit's defeat, the state seems to have become unhinged over this unexpected turn of events. CalExit supporters brag that they will have enough signatures to qualify for a ballot measure calling for California secession from the United States. I'm about to tell you why. Why? I was looking at the chat room, I'm sorry. I'm about to tell you why that's not going to happen. I'm about to tell you why it would be a good idea if we let it happen. Some California officials have talked of the state not remitting its legally obligated tax dollars to the federal government. They talk of expanding its sanctuary cities into an entire sanctuary state that would nullify federal immigration law. And they also now talk about the value of the old Confederate idea of states' rights. They whine that their state gives far too much revenue to Washington and they get too little back. Residents boast about how their cool culture has little in common with the rest of the U.S. Some Californians with a K claim the state could easily go it alone, divorced from the United States. Probably doesn't sound that familiar unless you actually went to school and, you know, they actually taught you some history back when you were in school. In December of 1860, South Carolina seceded from the Union in a furor over the election of Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln did not receive 50% of the popular vote. His past values, the state insisted, did not reflect its own. In eerie irony, liberal California is now a mirror imaging, the arguments of reactionary South Carolina and other southern states that vowed to go it alone in 1860 and 1861. Like California, South Carolina insisted it could nullify federal laws within its state borders. Like California, South Carolina promised to withhold federal revenue. Like California, South Carolina and other Confederate states bragged that their unique economies did not need the Union. They boasted that King Cotton had created the wealthiest class in the United States. King Cotton today is like Silicon Valley. They now often assume that Google, Facebook, Apple, and the others are near trillion-dollar companies that are a world unto their own. The only problem is that while they do sell some of all that stuff in California, it's certainly not all of it that they sell. Slavery and the extravagant income from cotton warped the southern economy and culture. A wealthy plantation elite with its millions of exploited slaves ensured that there would be virtually no middle, working, or small business class. Huge estates were surrounded by the impoverished shacks of servants. Hardscrabble farmers or small businessmen often fled westward to escape the shackles of the West wealth disparity. The export-dependent southern elite demanded unfettered free trade and offered bitter resistance to northern protectionism. South Carolina elites were opposed to federal infrastructure projects such as the building of roads and canals and bridges and reservoirs and other such unwelcome progress. Confederates boasted that their antebellum culture was more romantic, natural, pristine, healthy, and moral than the bustle, grime, and hypercapitalism of northern industrialism. Southern aristocrats believed that they were culturally superior in terms of music and art and literature to other Americans. Now here we are in 2017, not 1860, in California, super liberal, not an antebellum slave-owning society. But nonetheless, what is driving California's current efforts to nullify federal law and the state's vows to secede from the U.S. are some deeper and creepy similarities to the arrogant and blinkered Old South. California is likewise becoming a winner-take-all society. They boast the largest numbers of impoverished and the greatest number of rich people of any state in the country. No middle class. They're eager for the cheap service labor, and they have welcomed in nearly a quarter of the nation's undocumented immigrants, a quarter. So they say 12 million, so let's say they've let in 3 million, which they took in 3 million in the during the last amnesty, if you remember. California has more residents living in poverty than any other state. It is home to one-third of all the nation's welfare recipients. The income of California's wealthy seems to make them immune from the effects of the highest basket of sales or the income and gas taxes of the nation. The poor have to look to subsidies and social services to get by. So we have this gone with the wind like wealth disparity in California, and it's shocking to the naked eye when you first take it in. Mostly poor Redwood City looks like it's from, you know, on a different planet that, you know, from Atherton or Woodside. The California elite, wishing to keep the natural environment unchanged, oppose internal improvements and sues to stop pipelines and aqueducts and reservoirs and freeways and affordable housing for the coastal poor. Their crumbling roads and bridges sometimes resemble those of the old rural South. The state's public schools remain among the nation's poorest. Private academies are booming for the offspring of the coastal privilege, just as they did among the plantation class of the South. But California cannot leave the U.S. or continue its states' rights violations of federal law. It will eventually see that the new president is not its sickness, nor are secession and nullification its cures. They become a reactionary two-tier state of masters and serfs, whose culture is as peculiar and out of step with the rest of the country, as was the antebellum South's. So no wonder the state lashes out at the rest of the nation with threatened, updated versions of the old Confederacy, secession, and nullification. But that's still quite an irony coming from California's self-righteous and liberal preening. For me, as far as I'm concerned, we could build a wall all the way around the outer perimeter of California with a K. I would try to talk to people I know to come out of California with a K. And then, let them have it. And they can take over the welfare, which we can't afford. They could take with them a good portion of the illegal immigrants, a quarter, yeah, and have at it. We'll be taking back all those nuclear weapons and all those military assets as well. See ya. Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, the left-wing media has decided to turn everything that happens anywhere into a mass shooting. So we're going to look at how they overstate that number, because that's all in an effort to drive up something akin to we want gun control. That's what they're trying to push. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
All right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is going to be brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I'm looking and I'm not seeing it, but today at Upstate Armory Group, he received a quantity of SIG P320 carry pistols. And what he's going to let me do is he's going to let me take one of these, take it out on the range, beat the living hell out of it, film it, and then we're going to take that film and we're going to match that up, and he's going to auction this gun as a used gun. But anybody that is going to be interested in looking at that used gun, it will be used exactly as much as you see. And I and JT, we're going to take it out, and we'll give you a... I haven't seen this configuration yet. I think it's something a little bit like... What do they call it? I have the Nitron full size. I think this one is like the Nitron full size, except it has the shorter frame with the full size slide. I don't know because I haven't laid my eyes on it. But that's something that's coming up, and that will be fun. That'll be fun to do, and we're gonna see. We're gonna see what we do. See what we can do with that gun. I'm not going to try to break it because somebody's going to be buying it. There's a database currently making the rounds out there, touted by the leftist media, which overstates the number of mass shootings by a factor of 10, according to the Daily Caller News Foundation. The website is called the Mass Shooting Tracker, and it has been regularly used by news outlets like the Washington Post and PBS to claim that mass shootings occur much more frequently than they actually do. Now, a mass shooting, as defined by the FBI, is like Aurora, Columbine. Well, maybe not so much Columbine even. Aurora, Sandy Hook, the Pulse shooting, that is a mass shooting. And, you know, the Pulse shooting is referred to by most people as a terrorist event. So this is where you have, what is a nice political way to put, a wing nut. This is where you have a wing nut who's decided he's got an axe to grind against all of society. And he goes in somewhere and he's just looking to kill as many people as he can. Think Santa Barbara, you know, those guys. San Bernardino, excuse me, I'm sorry. Now, the mass shooting tracker uses an alternative definition of mass shooting that greatly overstates their frequency relative to the commonly accepted definition used by academics and law enforcement and me. They openly acknowledge it uses the alternate definition to punch a hole in the NRA argument. Of course, that's the National Rifle Association, the country's largest gun lobby. They define a mass shooting as any shooting where four or more people are injured or killed, not counting the shooter. This isn't an official definition taken from law enforcement or academia, but it appears to originally be created by anti-gun activists on Reddit. Law enforcement officials define a mass shooting as an event where four or more people are killed, not counting the shooter. And that distinction is important because MST data for January shows there were more than twice as many injuries in mass shootings as deaths, according to the Daily Caller News Foundation analysis. Only 5 out of the alleged 48 mass shootings that MST says occurred in January 2017, 10% actually meet the law enforcement definition of mass shooting events. Only 17 of those mass shootings, or 35%, actually saw multiple people killed. Only 29 of MST-defined mass shootings, or about 60%, included any deaths at all. Many of the shootings that MST calls mass murder were actually grisly murder-suicides, which, that's a whole different classification. Gangland massacres, which gang violence is a different classification, or robberies. 2013 Federal Bureau of Investigation inquiry found that only 160 active shooter incidents occurred in the 14 years between 2000 and 2013 when gang-related shootings were excluded. When you use their own definition, that proves that blue states have 42% more. They have 42% more mass shootings than red states after adjusting for population, according to the data previously examined by the Daily Caller News Foundation. Now, the problem with this is they say, all of these gun-grabbing institutions out there say, that wherever they have serious gun control, they have less. But this, you know, while they're out, this isn't even a good organization here. This is horrible. Places where the Democrats control the state legislature were even more likely to have mass shootings than the average blue state. So the correlation between mass shootings and Democratic control of state legislature is especially striking, since Democrats are currently in full control of just 11 state legislatures, while GOP is in full control of 30 state legislatures. Last June, the left-wing outlet Vox used the MST metric to track mass shootings. They found that of the 998 mass shootings noted by Vox, only 86, or roughly 8%, meet the threshold of a mass shooting, as defined by the FBI and academic institutions. Now, that didn't stop, that whole lack of mass murder designation didn't stop Vox founder Ezra Klein from tweeting an updated map of 998 mass shootings, which was retweeted almost 25,000 times and favorited more than 22,000 times. Low info voters, indeed. Mass shootings, okay? Mass shootings are horrific events. These are the kind of events where it's a terrorist attack almost. Imagine Sandy Hook, okay? Sandy Hook had everything in place and everything worked at Sandy Hook except everybody found out that There is no such thing as bulletproof glass. And even bullet-resistant glass, unless it is a specific, you know, specifically this thick in certain places, is very susceptible, especially in the corners. And that's where you would start most breakings. So he didn't bother going through the door. The door was locked. He didn't bother going through the door. And then he was met with school staff who ran out to meet him. I don't know that I would do that unarmed. And they did it anyway. Because they were going, they did everything they could to stop him. Unfortunately, they died. And then, when they locked, remember this, whenever they go into lockdown, that means they're locked in. And I don't care what you're locked into, if I've got enough ammunition, I can get into you. The other thing about the this kind of a shooting is that time is the ultimate villain. Because whoever the shooter is, he's shooting somebody every 20 seconds. Every 20 seconds, somebody can die. So that's 3 people a minute. Do the math. Especially if you're in a nice little cluster ball of young, small, innocent people that have been told to huddle together to stay safe. That's horror. When we get back, UN has a lesson plan out there to teach kids to get civilians to turn in their guns. Yeah, this is Lock and Load.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
That wasn't supposed to happen. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, what happened is about to happen again. So this portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
1,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
When you go to Ammunition Depot, if it's on the website, it's in stock, and that's a good thing to know. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, some of the things that go through my head just make me giggle. Right now, the United Nations is offering lesson plans for teaching American and Canadian children about the benefits of civilian disarmament and to familiarize them with the process by which the international community, regional organizations, and the UN encourage the practice of disarmament. Over the course of 6 lessons, teachers using the disarmament education program prepared by the United Nations Association in Canada will indoctrinate students to accept the UN as a global government and an engine of peace with the goal of creating a world without weapons. This must have been put together before Betsy DeVos became the education secretary. Now, the lesson title should be enough to enrage everyone who's listening to this, who recognizes that the first act of any would-be autocrat is to disarm me and you whenever they intend to command them. Lesson 1 serves as an introduction to the topic, informing North American school children that weapons lead to violence and that this gun-related violence leads to human and environmental destruction. Really? And here we go again, surreptitiously packaging the Agenda 21 agenda into another program. And this destruction affects everyone regardless of race, age, nationality, or gender. During the second class period, devoted to Lesson 1, kids are instructed that in order to end the violence, they must cooperate in creating a culture of change at local, national, and global levels. They must begin immediately to analyze... What age are these children? They must begin immediately to analyze cultural messages and the prevalence of armament in our society, so they may begin to identify allies who will join them in working toward disarmament. I would really like to know at what age this is supposed to be taught, because it seems like kindergarten through the second grade with me was taken up heavily by the Dick and Jane readers. Do you guys remember those? And lesson two, the drilling on the glory of disarmament gets so much worse. Lesson plan for this section challenges the students to analyze the rationale for gun ownership. Once they've investigated this issue, they are to identify successes and challenges in the campaign to ban small arms and light weapons. Next, they're tasked with learning that their nation's gun control laws and proposing ways that individuals, groups, and institutions can change those laws in ways that advance the aim of complete civilian disarmament. They're told that one person dies every minute as a victim of gun violence. That's interesting, seeing as how it's so much less now. It's gone down so much in the last 20 years. But when, you know, why the UN asked the students, must the listed weapons be outlawed for civilian ownership? What they're hoping is that little scrub faces look up at them with these blank stares like they came out of that movie Equilibrium, saying guns wound and kill individuals and serve as devices to frighten and terrorize. It is very difficult to build and sustain progress when people are fearful for their lives. As a result, countries that suffer from gun violence are often stunted in development. I would run from a group of children. I don't care if I knew them. If they were out there reciting this in lockstep, I would either run or I would seriously look at them and think about just running right through them, see if I could hurt some of them. Students are instructed as to the urgent need of ending the ability of individuals to own small arms, are then informed as to the reasons for a person's desire to own them. This is for me and you, okay? We like to exert power over others. It's an accepted cultural norm of civilians owning guns for vengeance if past violence has been suffered, to be seen as a person of great status. That all cracks me up. First of all, I exert power over no one. I had somebody today, I was in downtown Greenville, and somebody wanted to parallel park, and they apparently didn't know how to do it because they didn't put on a turn signal. So they kept on going, and then they slammed on the brakes. And, of course, I was right, you know, I wasn't that close to them, so I just slowed down. And then they started gesturing at me wildly with their hands, like, get back, back, back. And then they backed up. Now, if I'd wanted to exert power over them, I would have gotten out of my car, run up to them, beat on their window with the butt end of one of my pistols, and then I would have started, you know, exerting power. I like the For Vengeance one. They make us all sound like Batman. Now, that list of reasons is taken verbatim from the UN Disarmament Lesson Plan. Since the desire to own guns is often called plux, the kids must realize that the solutions they propose should address not only the guns themselves, but the economic and social development of the country as well. In other words, so disarm the people, make them dependent upon the government for every aspect of human existence, and then the world will be peaceful. The final lesson is Lesson 5, is entitled Road to Disarmament and Non-Proliferation, a Human Security Approach. And it is designed to convince students that human security is the key to peace and that human security will only be achieved when they put in place laws and procedures to control the production of small arms and light weapons. Listen to me very carefully. I never get tired of telling this story. I think it was the 4th or 5th century, I don't know, somewhere in the mountains of China. This cat, Bodhidharma, he came up on this monastery, a Chinese monastery. And he looked around, and these guys were all sickly. And then they started talking to him and telling him how from time to time the mountain bandits would come in and just wipe the deck with them. Now, Bodhidharma had been looking at animals, and he had devised a set of movements based upon the way the animals move, designed to work within a man's anatomy for self-defense. The temple that he was in, back then, it's actually pronounced Shaolin, but we call it the Shaolin Temple. This was the precursor to the modern-day Chinese martial art that some people call Kung Fu, Gung Fu, whatever you want to call it. I think the Chinese call it Wushu. And the key to this is that if you're going to have, let's see, if human security is the key to peace, then you're going to have to be able to enforce peace. You don't just have peace. Ask the people of Iraq how that worked out. You don't just have peace because wherever you pull out all of that offensive capability, that creates a vacuum. And somebody with that offensive capability will be coming in very shortly. So, you know, these lesson plans are no doubt to be implemented by teachers sympathetic to the disarmament agenda, likely without the knowledge or approval of local school boards. The students in these classes will be unaware that they're being brainwashed, and their proclivity to put faith in the words of their teachers will incline them to imbibe very deeply this whole draft of disarmament being pumped into their heads and into the classroom. So if you have a child in school, I think, and I don't even know what class this would be, but I would ask to see the lesson plan for every class my child is in. And if anything has come from the UN, or I would just specifically ask the principal, I would say, are you offering the UN disarmament curriculum? And if so, why? Isn't that up to me to teach my child values? Why are you deciding to teach my child values? The security of peace. Securing peace. You secure peace with a weapon. And you keep peace with the threat of a weapon. And if you're not capable of doing that, then you live in a state of chaos. Always. You have to be able to take care of yourself. This is not a utopia. This is, you know, it's not fairy tales and rainbows. We have hour number two looming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.